This morning here on Federal News Radio, we have a great piece of information to pass along this morning. This comes from the National Archives and Records Administration. It actually comes on the heels of a poll from the NARA group that found that of almost 250 agencies that they polled, nearly 79% of agencies run the risk of improperly destroying records. That's the bad news part. The risk was particularly high for email management. The report says policies for managing records that are transferred or stored via email are often either non-existent or poorly communicated to employees. Lawrence Brewer is the director for Lifecycle Management Division at NARA. He says there is a solution for this, though.
I think in general, most agencies are aware of the requirements that they need to be in compliance with, but as it is with most agencies, there are always issues with resources and staffing and funding. And in a lot of cases, agencies are very small staff with records management, so there are certainly choices that need to be made. And what we're trying to do with the self-assessment is raise the profile of what records management means to agencies in terms of supporting the mission of what agencies need to do. And we are hoping that the response that we're receiving from this report and the attention that it is getting will help the records managers and agencies get the support they need for the resources to do the work that they're required to do.
Now, is it a technology problem? Is there a problem with them having the proper technology? Or do you think they just don't have the manpower? Or where do you think the problem lies?
I don't believe it's strictly a technology problem, although in a lot of cases, technology can help. Automation can make things a little bit smoother, a little bit easier. However, it does involve resources and money, which a lot of agencies don't have for this kind of work. I think a lot of cases, it's a matter of support for directives and training for staff so that there is an awareness of what they need to do. We found in some of the findings that inadequate training led to some of the weaknesses that we found, particularly with regard to email management, in that we found that staff, and especially at highest levels of the agency, weren't properly and formally trained on how to manage their email records. So in a lot of cases, it's a process or procedure weakness that can be addressed separate from the technology and tools that are available.
We're talking to Lawrence Brewer. He is CRM Director, Lifecycle Management Division with the National Archives and Records Administration about this most recent agency self-assessment on how they're handling their records management programs. So what does an agency then do if you find that they are in danger of either destroying or not properly preserving their documents? Do they have next steps that you recommend, or what can you do to help them?
There are a number of things that we can do. In a lot of cases, we simply try and get in touch with agencies where something is brought to our attention that there may be a risk of an unauthorized disposal or a risk to another area. And we will work with that agency and try and get some support from our agency to work with their agency to try and focus on a problem. There are other things that we have that we can use. In some cases, we will go over to an agency and maybe perform a targeted inspection about it, a certain area where we've identified a serious risk, and then try and develop some recommendations for agencies to go forward with. There are also a number of tools on our website that we encourage agencies to review. A lot of it is guidance and policy that we've issued, but there are also a number of other best practices and agency tools that we keep on our website in a toolkit, a web portal that agencies can access and use as models.
And so, Mr. Brewer, is email the most vulnerable area? Is that the area where agencies seem to be falling down the most?
Email certainly is an issue of concern. It seems to always be one of the most highly recognized and areas where agencies and public interest groups do focus on, because email is something that we all use. We're all familiar with it. And it is the way that agencies are conducting business for the most part today. So it is certainly a concern. We view email as one format or mechanism of doing business. We're also concerned about electronic systems, paper case files, all other kinds of format where information is created. And we expect that agencies will treat email as they treat other formats and records that they create, and make sure that they are appropriately identified, managed, and that agencies develop the procedures and processes and the training for staff to make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are for not just email, but for all other types of information they create.
And so would you say that electronic transmissions like social networking things, Twitter and tweets and things that agencies are doing blog-wise are also part of that electronic capturing that that they're having trouble with?
Absolutely. We have come out very clearly in saying in our guidance, it's on our website, that if you're using Web 2.0 tools, social networking tools as part of your business, then that information is a federal record under the statutory law of what a record is. We provided some guidance on how agencies should look at the records management implications of using those tools. However, it is more of an agency area to develop the approach to implementing the capture and preservation of the information they're creating through those tools.
You know, it seems to me we're moving into an era where communication has sped up. And so agencies are speeding up with it, trying to communicate with the public and get information going back and forth. So is there a way to capture this that's cost effective that agencies can use? I mean, is there a methodology that can be standardized across government to make it a little easier?
Well, yeah, I'd love to be able to say yes to that. Unfortunately, it's not really my area. I'm not a technology person, but I know there are technology people out there that are working on that issue. And it is something that as records managers and the records managers in the agencies need to be aware of and need to find the people, the right people in their IT staffs and their CIO offices to partner with them to figure out what kinds of tools and techniques the agencies can use to identify, capture, and preserve this information.
And that's Lawrence Brewer, Director of Lifecycle Management Division at the National Archives and Records Administration, joining us here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. And, of course, he does say there are fixes in the works for this, that there is, in fact, a solution on their website that agencies can check out. And the National Archives will also counsel agencies about any questions that they have on records management. So you can get those details at federalnewsradio.com, a great resource for news and information about the federal government.